I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, today, we are 1 week until Election Day.
And you just got a few days left if you want to do the early voting thing. Well, open up right now. Early voting places opening up at this moment.
And that happens right there before November 5th, so get her done.
The presidential election is 1 week from today, and so far, turnout with early voting has been strong. Alicia Pierce with the Secretary of State's office says,
we're trying to compare presidential to presidential. It's hard to get that, but what we are seeing is that Texans are going to the polls literally by the millions.
Also, she says that in 2020, we were in the grips of COVID, which affected voting patterns. So far, there have not been any major problems with early voting, which ends on Friday. From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Michael Board. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the presidential campaign's making that one last push to win voters.
They're keeping the focus on these battlegrounds in the final days of the race. We were just traveling with the Harris campaign. She was in Texas on Friday and then back in Michigan. A lot of her message is focusing on reproductive rights and on her opponent, former President Trump. She's bringing out those big names. We saw Beyonce and former First Lady Michelle Obama to try to get the message across. And for former President Donald Trump, he's using a slew of surrogates in New York City and asking supporters who they would want in the White House.
Today, Harris will give a speech at the Ellipse near the White House while Trump heads to Pennsylvania. The investigation continues in Grayson County, where two people died in a home explosion early Monday morning. NBC5's Candace Sweat has more from Van Alstine.
The call came in just before 1:45 in the morning on Stone Marshall Road. The Van Alstine Fire Department, Gunter Volunteer Fire and Rescue, and several other fire departments in the area responded. We're told there were a lack of hydrants near the scene, so a drop tank was used to shuttle in water. The two homeowners, a man and woman, did not survive what firefighters confirmed to be an explosion. People living nearby described what they heard and felt in the middle of the night.
We didn't know what had happened. We went outside with flashlights looking to see if trees had fallen. I thought, honestly, it sounded like a sonic boom, like maybe a jet had flown over or something like that.
The Grayson County Fire Marshal has asked for assistance from the Texas Railroad Commission to investigate the possibility that the explosion was caused by a propane leak.
Three members of a violent Venezuelan gang have been arrested, accused of killing another of their members in Farmers Branch a couple months back.
Police say members of Trendre Aragua turned on one of their own in a murder that was strange from the start. A man and two teens were kidnapped from a Dallas apartment in August. Farmers Branch Lieutenant Terry Eoff told us then,
they were driven to Farmers Branch where the victim was shot and subsequently died. The two juveniles were then taken up to Louisville.
They were not harmed. Now police say the victim, Nilzalt Pettit, was killed by other gang members. All were part of an ATM theft gang, and police believe the gang killed Pettit because he was shortchanging them of some of their stolen cash. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
This morning, Fort Worth police are still investigating a deadly wrong-way crash on Loop 820 over the weekend. 33-year-old Chelsea Cook was killed and her fiancé injured when their car was hit by a wrong-way driver about 3:30 Sunday morning. Fort Worth Police Officer Tracy Carter says they're trying to figure out why the driver of the other car was going the wrong way.
Now, we don't know if toxicology has not come back or if we're going to even be able to get that.
This woman is also driving a Loop 820 just before the wreck.
It was just shocking to us because literally that would have been us. By 1 second, if we wouldn't have served out the way.
Police say the car that was driving the wrong way had a man and a woman and their two kids. They all died in that wreck. Cops are still trying to identify them. In the UK, a dairy cow gives birth to an extremely rare quadruplet calves. They've been described of as unheard of by the farm staff. The bull and three heifers arrive fit and healthy at a farm in Wales. I looked it up this morning. Usually a cow gives birth to a single calf. Twins is, they say, almost one in a million. A chance of a quadruplet pregnancy is said to be one in 700,000, but the chance of them all being born alive is 1 in 11 million.
Wow.
All four of these calves were born alive and healthy and fit. Pretty remarkable.
Have you guys ever known any human quadruplets?
No,
have been close
I don't think
to
I have.
You?
No. Mm-mm. Have you?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up with some quadruplets that went to my church and then my high school as well, the Adamses.
Yeah, sure.
No, and
huge crush on one of them too.
Oh,
like it's my like
was it
my
the right
first.
One?
I mean,
they play switcheroo.
She never looked at me. Well, they were all fraternal. None of them looked alike. You know, the boy, the two boys, two girls. None of them looked alike. So
and I have twin sons.
They're easy to tell apart. Yeah.
My boys, Black and Decker.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's not their real names, but okay.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Plano State Rep. Jeff Leach admits he went too far in trying to keep a Texas inmate from execution.
Robert Roberson was minutes from being put to death October the 17th when the Texas Supreme Court ruled he could be subpoenaed by the Texas Commission on Jurisprudence. Supporters say he did not kill his two-year-old daughter more than 20 years ago. Leach, a committee member, sent a text to a Court of Criminal Appeals judge Friday asking she change her recent vote, saying Roberson deserves a new trial. The judge reported it immediately. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton called sending that text unethical. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
Here's a question for sports fans. What is wrong with the Dallas Cowboys? At 3-4, are the Cowboys just a bad team?
But Stephen Jones has asked if the thought crosses his mind that the Cowboys just simply are not good enough.
I do think we've got really good football players. It's a matter of getting them executing together and getting after it. But no, I think we've got really good football players and at times had spurts where we played well and obviously at times we're not playing well.
Dallas has to start playing better in their next one when they play in Atlanta against the Falcons Sunday.
Apple continues to shift production away from China, with sources telling Bloomberg that $6 billion worth of iPhones are now coming from India. iPhone exports from the country rose by a third in the 6 months through September. India is a crucial part of the company's effort to lessen its reliance on China, where risks have grown along with Beijing's tensions with the U.S. Boeing raised around $21 billion in an expanded share sale, one of the largest ever by a public company. Boeing is working to head off a potential credit rating downgrade to junk, and the infusion of funds here clears one of new CEO Kelly Ortberg's most urgent tasks. Boeing's balance sheet was already strained by the pandemic, and before that, two fatal jet crashes involving its 737 MAX. Now there's an ongoing strike by machinists, which is in week number 7. Futures are slipping this morning after stocks rose to start the final stretch of October. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
Quick scan of the KRLD interactive radar this morning shows some showers moving up through Glen Heights into Lancaster, Duncanville, up towards Dallas. Again, these are showers that are moving directly in from the south this morning with a strong south wind. We'll get that full forecast for you coming up in 3 minutes.
It is 7:25. Jinx, buy me a
what
coat.
What's going on? We have entered the twilight zone here.
You go, John.
I've got kids, so we do the jinx thing all the time. Your news for RhinoShieldTX.com. I hope that elections are going much more smoothly than the start of that segment, because it is a week to go until Election Day. Early voting is happening, and joining us with a check-in now is Bruce Sherbet, the Elections Administrator of Collin County. Hey, Bruce, thanks for fighting through it with us. How's it going? And, how about it compared now to 2020? Or is that a fair comparison since we were going through the pandemic at that point?
Well, and that's exactly right. When we look at what happened in 2020, we had an early voting back then, 6 additional days of early voting. We had expanded processes in our voting. And this time we don't. But what we're seeing right now, at least the trend through the first 8 days, is we're representative pretty close to what we did 4 years ago in terms of numbers. Through the first 7 days of early voting, we had already voted 34% of our registered voters. Well, through the 7th day in 2020, we had voted 34% of our registered voters. Just kind of an interesting dynamic there.
So would you call this a good early voting turnout?
I would. We've already voted, as of through yesterday, over 40% of our registered voters. We're probably going to end with somewhere around 75 to 80% turnout in this election. We're tracking to be what you would expect for a presidential election. It's always a good turnout. This one, it's not going to be any different. It's not going to be earth-shattering records, at least in my county, but it's going to be in aggregate probably the most because we've just increased our voter rolls quite a bit.
Bruce, any reports from of bad behavior from voters or glitches or problems from precinct workers?
I got to tell you, that's the one thing I've just been a little bit shocked by. The situation in our polling places has been very smooth. We've voted over 292,000 voters in person in Collin County, and we haven't had any real incidents at all. We've had a few electioneering complaints. We haven't really experienced really long lines, but wait till the end of the week. You're going to see some longer lines on the last day of early voting.
So any concerns about, you know, weather as the week goes on? Maybe, I don't know, maybe people rush to the polls while they know it's not going to be raining.
Well, I can tell you that's exactly right. The last week of early voting, the very heaviest days are the last 2 days. So if we have rain like today or tomorrow and it lowers the turnout, then that's going to push it to Friday, which may mean more voters are going to turn out on the last day. They always do, but it may be even more so if the weather events this week make it pushed to Friday.
Thank you so much for joining us. That is the Elections Administrator of Collin County, Bruce Sherbert.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.